All right, welcome to this week's lesson. You know, I was thinking, one of the things that was so helpful to me in changing the way that I ate in a very natural, easy way was when I began doing yoga at night. And I'd never done yoga before, and I was a very tense person. And as I began doing yoga, I would do it easily 5-6 nights out of the week. And I would take, 45 minutes to an hour on most nights. And doing that naturally began changing a lot of my eating habits. And I was thinking about this the other day, and I was wondering why, and is it necessary for people to have to do that in order to change their eating habits? And I quickly came up with the answer of no. Okay, so you don't need to spend an hour every day doing yoga. What I realized, though, that happened was that through doing yoga is I gained an internal awareness in my body that I didn't have before. Okay, so NLP is all about modeling people and taking what works for them, taking what we want as quickly as possible. So without having to do an hour of yoga every night, what I want to share with you today is how to become more aware in your body. Okay, because I've worked with people, and this is what happens. If you've been living on a standard American diet for a long period of time, then one of the things that's happened is you have become, to a certain degree, disconnected or disassociated from your body, from the effects that these foods are having on you. All right. So if you have a huge meal 6 nights out of the week and that's the norm, you get used to having low energy. You expect it. It's the normal thing for you to experience. Okay. So like I was saying, when I began doing yoga at night, that was the first time that I ever noticed if I had a huge meal at, say, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock comes rolling around and I go to do yoga, where I turn off all the distractions and I'm quietly with myself and I'm stretching, I'm bending, I'm, compressing my stomach, my internal organs, I begin to realize if I had a huge meal at 6, 7, 8 o'clock, then doing the yoga was very uncomfortable. It was very unenjoyable. And so a natural thing that happened is I began changing the way that I ate, knowing that I wanted the yoga to be more enjoyable. But what I realized again is that I became more aware of what these foods were doing to my body and what it would be like to eat lighter, to eat in a different way. Okay? And this is what I want you to concentrate on, because people lose this. They lose this awareness. It's not something that is constant. It's not fixed. Our awareness of what's normal, of what's natural, shifts according to what we experience over time. Okay, so if you've been overeating for a long period of time, what happens is your quote-unquote normal is being stuffed. It's what you consider to be, well, I'm finished eating now. Okay, but you don't realize that you're just so full you can't really move. You don't have a lot of energy. Your brain slows down because all the blood goes to your stomach to try and digest the food. Okay. So what we want to start noticing is a few things. Physically, okay, we want to notice your breathing so that when you finish eating, you can begin to pay attention to these different areas and notice how it affects you. And then, for example, you notice your breathing, it's hard to take a deep breath because your stomach's so full, you're so bloated and stuffed, and you can't breathe. I want you to think, what will that do to me? What is not being able to take a deep breath do to my mind? What's it do to my health? What's it do to my overall well-being? Okay? So we want to increase the awareness of what eating is doing to us. Because what happens? You know logically, oh yeah, when I overeat, I don't feel as good. But there's no emotion there. What we need to do is tie it into our body, tie it into the emotion that is really dictating and driving our behaviors. So that when you truly feel, oh yeah, overeating, oh, I can't breathe. I just don't want to move. I don't want to do anything. I'm just kind of lethargic. And it's genuine. It's congruent within you. It's going to be a lot easier to avoid overeating, to avoid, certain foods. All right. So the first thing you want to notice is your breathing, a huge one. You're going to notice that if you stuff yourself, it's going to be very difficult to breathe the way that you want to breathe. All right. The next thing is to notice your energy level. Right? What are these different eating patterns doing to your energy level, right? In the short term and in the long term. So again, if you're overeating, if you're stuffing yourself, you're going to notice almost right away that it's a real strong decline in energy. Okay, and you may notice that you're just tired. You're feeling really lethargic. And that might happen immediately. If you're eating sugar, if you're drinking a lot of coffee, you know, with cream and sugar, you might notice a spike in energy and activity, but then it may go away after a half hour, 45 minutes for 2 or 3 hours. Okay? So this isn't about judging, by the way. Right? Now, this is a key factor. A lot of people say, oh, I don't want to feel that way. I don't want this. Don't do that. Okay? I'm promising you. I'm promising you. If you just allow yourself to become aware, truly aware of what these foods and behaviors are doing to you, the judgment is unnecessary. Okay? You will naturally and automatically begin to move away from them. You don't need to judge them. Right? And as you do this, it's going to become a more intuitively driven thing. But you need to get to this point. I work with people initially and I say, you know, why do you want to eat well? And it's very, very superficial. It's, oh, because I want to lose weight. You know, I want to look better. But they're not connected into the instant gratification that we've talked about in previous lessons. And the instant gratification is what's truly going to drive you forever. Because when you look at eating as how am I going to feel right away, not just taste, okay, so it's right past taste, because most people look at eating as just taste. As soon as we get past taste, 5-10 minutes into a meal, that's when you can start to notice how am I breathing, how do I feel, my energy level, my brain function, my moods, my productivity, my ambition, my energy, all of these things are affected and influenced by the way you're eating. So when you can become aware of that, when it is unconsciously at the forefront of your mind, if that makes sense, then it's going to shift the way that you want to eat. Right? Because I can tell you, you know, one of the ways this helps me now, not in an overeating sense, but sometimes I will be hungry and I'll be like in a convenience store or something and I'll see like a bag of chips, you know, or a bag of popcorn or something like that. And I kind of move towards it, but then my mind kind of kicks in automatically. Well, how am I going to feel after that? You know, what do I have to do today? You know, I got certain things I want to accomplish, or I got sessions or things like this. I don't want to eat those because I know it's going to bring me on that down level. Okay? So, what I'm challenging here almost, because I know this almost runs counter. Some people say, oh, I already know that. I already know that. Okay? When you hear yourself saying that, beware. Okay, first of all. But the second thing is there's a conscious awareness of what's good and what's bad for you, which you do know, all right? But that's not what drives your behaviors. Remember that. What drives your behaviors is the emotional associations you have. So that when you think about overeating, it's not, oh, yeah, I know it's bad for me, I got to try and stop. It's like, oh, yeah, overeating, no thank you, okay? Now, again, you might already do this with maybe alcohol. Maybe you drink alcohol, but you have a glass or two. Right, and you don't. It's not hard to stop yourself from drinking 6 or 7 glasses of alcohol, because you don't want to do that. You don't want that that feeling of hangover. You don't want maybe that feeling of losing control. That feeling of, you know, I drink that much, I'll be out of commission. Okay, you want to feel that way about the foods. And the thing is, through this process of becoming aware, is you're going to realize it's the truth. Okay, again, you're going to hear me say over and over that you've got the truth on your side. The truth is this. When you eat whole foods, when you eat less food, right? When you eat foods that are better for you, right, more alive, you're going to feel better. That feeling better is going to improve all the different areas of your life, all right? So that's the next thing I want you to focus on. Not just the physical part, but I want you to pay attention to that. But then how is the physical affecting the mental? Right? So you eat a whole huge thing of pasta and you can hardly even breathe. You don't even want to move. Well, how's that affecting your mindset as well? Your moods, how you're thinking, right? Your clarity, your creativity, your productivity. How is your eating affecting these things? Right? You want to pay attention to this, and it's not a judgment thing. It's just a drawing, an A to B comparison here. If I eat this way, this is how it affects me. Okay, be becoming very clear. This is how I stopped drinking so much. I used to drink a lot in college. And the big thing became, you know, in the moment, it was a lot of fun. You know, it felt like a lot of fun. Drinking was a good time. I wake up the next morning, and it wasn't a good idea. Okay? Not a big news flash there. But I repeated this for years and years and years, okay, where I kept drinking too much, you know, in high school and college. And it wasn't until the shift came when it was the night and I thought about drinking, and my mind would think about the next day, okay? And it would think about it almost instantaneously. And what ended up happening is, when I thought about drinking, my mind would instantly go to the next day when I woke up and how I wanted to feel. And that's what changed my behavior, So I'll have a glass or two now, but it's because I'm thinking about tomorrow and how I'm going to feel. All right? So when you think about the food this way, that's what's going to change it for you. But you can't just know it. Oh, yeah, I know. I should eat better. You need to feel it. And the first step to feeling it is becoming aware of it. So you become aware of how it affects you physically. You become aware of how it affects you mentally, emotionally, energetically. And then you draw it from there and say, how, if I feel that way, if I overeat, makes me feel kind of heavy, I can't breathe well, it makes me tired, that lowers my productivity, it makes it harder to, you know, deal with my family, it makes it harder to go out with friends. That, over the long term, right, over, you know, months and months and months, over years and years, creates a life that is unhappy for me. Okay. Now, again, that's kind of vague. You want to get more specific. It'll cause me to get passed over for job promotions. It'll cause me to fight with my spouse more. It'll cause me to miss out on experiences with my kids. Okay. Make it real. Make it specific. But as you do this, as you become more aware of what the foods do, and notice I haven't mentioned weight, have I? Okay. Because this ultimately, this isn't going to be about weight. It's going to be about the quality of your life. Okay. But I want you to start right now by becoming aware of what these foods are doing to you in the short term, physically, mentally, and in the long term to your life, and to your quality of life. Okay? Become aware of it. Let this become a habit for you, this awareness. What will happen is you make it a habit, it will become an automatic behavior. All right? And then you won't have to think about it anymore. But at first, you need to become aware. You need to become aware of what these foods are doing to you. All right? In the ways that I've mentioned. The types of food, the quantities of food, when you're eating these foods, how you're eating them, okay? Become aware of what these foods do to you and how they make you feel. And it will change the way that you eat. Guarantee it, okay? So get cracking on this and become aware of it. Figure it out. And you won't have to stop yourself anymore. You just won't want to overeat. It'll be an unpleasant experience to you, all right? But you need to become aware. So I said that enough. So I'll talk to y'all next week. Have a great week.